Kindergarten daf mesech the human daf pay aleph. Begin on aleph. Begin the master. Begins with the gemara. Kosher to master b'shura shava. Everyone agrees that if the tuma of these entities and their measurements are the same, then mitzvah and then they combine. Which Tait says, Shemati Makshay says, I heard being asked, my yitzchur, if that's the case, what is it necessary to have a pasuk Rabbi Kiva per kama the Sanhedrin? In the first place, and end of dal medav the revi is dam, abom mishne mesim. If you have the minimum measurement of the tuma of dam, which is a revius, if it's coming from two different mesim, he needs a special pasuk shematam oil that it contaminates in the same oil. What do you need a pasuk for? What do you mean? It's tumasa b'shir and shabbat. And moreover, my time to rabban the plagi. What is the reason Rabban disagree and say that Netzach is Nagam Tame? But Kaim Alam, but Agamar says, Kol Shetum Azim B'Shur Yishav Mitzarav, and if the Tumah is the same and the Shur is the same, which obviously is the same over here of these two Mesim of their blood, then it combines. So why do you need a Pasuk, and why would you hold that it's not? Mitarza, and he answered, the Mayri B'Revi is Dam Habo'ah, Mishnei the following. We're talking about a Revi is a Dam that's coming from two aborted fetuses from a miscarriage. Shein lebezebel lebezer revius mitchilo, that neither one of them initially had their own revius. Oh, so that's where we don't necessarily say that it's going to have the halacha of combining, because they don't have on their own to say that it's going to be supplemented from somewhere else. But shnei meisim shishbuch alechad fein revius. But you're right, two regular dead people that each one has more than revius. Divrakom and starfen. Of course, according to everyone, they would combine chas revius mezeb, chas revius mezeb, half revius from this one, half revius from this one. And Mechei Shemati Sheshliyaz B'Tesefta, he says, and I thought I heard that it should be like this in the Tesefta. But I didn't find that the Tesefta should say explicitly that it would combine if it was from two regular mason. The next Tesefta begins with the Gemara Shomad Aseh, that how are you going to write the Hazara of Inui? If you're going to say with Hishamer, so, and the wording you're going to say is in a positive way, so it's going to make it into Mitzvah Aseh, and it's not, it's Mitzvah Slice Aseh. Tosis addressed the question. He says, "I'll go to Rebbeinu this leper. Come and Rabbi Lord. Rebbeinu knows the menachos of the one base. He shemad asay nami lav. He holds no, it actually is a lav. So what's the Gemara saying? It's going to be asay. So it's the Gemara. So Tosis, yeah, but how chalib the Rish Lakish? We're going to Rish Lakish. The Humar the Shmaita that he's the one who said this halacha that it's no way to write the mitzvah of inui. According to him, it's who Mishani. That's who we're answering and saying that yeah, that Hishama wouldn't be an option either, but the shemad asay would be an asay."